Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. So we've got a lot to get into for today's episode. We are going to recap a pretty wild weekend of Angels baseball. Some good stuff, some not so great stuff. We had a lot of delays, some controversial umpire calls, and just a lot to get into. So we're going to spend the first part of the episode just going over the weekend as a whole, and then we're going to dive into the upcoming three-game series against the Kansas City Royals. But before getting into the episode, as usual, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at BMags94 and the podcast at Locked On Angels. You can find my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast wherever you get your podcast from. So happy Monday. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. Welcome to another week of Angels baseball. Right off the top of this show, I want to thank everybody who joined the locker room discussion on the Friday episode, or the end of Friday's game. That was quite a lot of fun. I had a great time talking. Once again, if you want to join these calls, I'm trying to do them every Friday, trying to be consistent with them. It might change a little bit this week. I am going to the Angels game on Friday against the Minnesota Twins, so I might have to reshuffle a little bit, but yeah, for those that are wanting to join, please feel free to come on and talk some Angels baseball. Speaking of Angels baseball, we have a lot to talk about. There was, like I said at the top, a lot of good stuff and some not so great stuff. It was a very up and down weekend that ended with the Angels not playing baseball on Sunday. So Sunday's game was postponed due to weather. This was kind of inevitable. We could see the forecast about a week out that this was going to be a tough day. And the game on Saturday was already delayed by several hours. It was pretty clear at the ending of that game that Sunday's game was probably not going to be played. So that was delayed and then postponed and is going to be rescheduled for an August 12th doubleheader at Angel Stadium. So that's basically where we're at right now. But I want to go over each of the games, some of the good stuff from the first game and some of the bad stuff from the game on Saturday. So when we last talked, we talked about Thursday's pretty awesome win against the Blue Jays, their first road game of the season. David Fletcher having the go-ahead two-run single in extra innings. A lot of good things happened that day. Friday's game was their best game of the season by far. I mean, just through and through, every single element of that game was great. The offense was there. They put up 7 runs on the board. A great pitching performance from Andrew Heaney, who tossed 6 innings, not allowing a run, striking out 9 batters. One of his better outings of the last couple of seasons. The bullpen came in, shut it down. There was good defense, especially from David Fletcher up the middle. But this was just a dominant performance from the Angels. As I mentioned, the offense was really there. The middle of that order really produced. I don't have the stats in front of me right now, but each of those guys in the middle of the order, whether it was Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, Anthony Rendon, Jared Walsh, all of them had multiple hits. We saw Shohei Ohtani not only hit a monster home run, but somehow almost pull a changeup on the outside corner out to right field for a grand slam. Still cleared the bases. Impressive power from Ohtani, who continues to have a very good start to the season. And then Jared Walsh hit an absolute bomb. Pull power to the right side, hit a ball 403 feet right down the line. So the offense was really there. They performed, and as I said, Andrew Heaney came out just a much better outing. He looked a lot more comfortable after starting well in the last game that he had. Things kind of unraveled pretty quickly. In this outing, that was not the case. He did a great job containing a very, very good Toronto Blue Jays lineup. So this was another big win for the Angels. But as great, and I should say, we'll talk about this a little bit as well. Dexter Fowler injured himself in that game, left the game on a cart. So we will touch on that in a little bit with some of the news that broke on Sunday. But then Saturday's game was basically the antithesis to the game on Friday. The Angels got absolutely spanked. There's no other way to put it. They, you know, had their best game of the season on Friday. Saturday's game was the complete opposite. They lose 15-1. Not a good pitching performance from Jose Quintana. Jaime Barria came in. He was called up for that game and was equally as bad. Luckily, the bullpen was not taxed as much as you would have thought, but just a bad game all the way around. There was a controversial call at second base where this delay took about 10 to 15 minutes. It looked like the runner at second base, or the runner who was going to second base, Jonathan Davis, might have gone out of his way to slide into shortstop Jose Iglesias. And not only did the Angels not get the out at second base because Iglesias did not touch the base, but he also threw the ball away. And from that point on, it was a disaster of an inning. Now, I might argue that that was not the correct call. I think I'm just shocked that there was not any out called, especially at second base. Players around second base generally are not fully touching the base on those types of plays. It's kind of like this almost unwritten rule that as long as you're like near the base on those close plays at second or guys sliding into the base, generally they're going to give it to you. The umpires did not do that. They did not rule him out at second base. There was not obstruction or interference called by the runner, and it really backfired. But ultimately, it didn't matter that much. I know a lot of fans were outraged over it, and there's a good reason to be a little upset about the call. I think there should have been one out called somewhere in that entire process, and there wasn't any. But the Angels did not play well. They got their butts handed to them. This was just one of those games. It's going to happen, and the Angels did not play well. And then obviously, as we mentioned at the top, the game on Sunday was postponed. So the Angels take 2 of 3 against the Toronto Blue Jays, and that's a win. Again, we're talking about the Angels having a very tough start to the season in terms of who they're playing, and they did what they needed to do against the White Sox. They took 3 of 4 in the first series. They split the series against the Houston Astros. Again, I think that's a pretty solid win against a good Astros team, a team that they're competing for within the division. And then taking 2 of 3 against the Blue Jays. Again, this is a good start to the season. Now, I know there's maybe a little bit of a bitter taste in Angels fans' mouths after that rough game on Saturday, but they're 6-3. They're about to go play the Kansas City Royals, who we're going to touch on here in a little bit. That's a team the Angels should be able to take 2 of 3 from, and then they come home back to Angel Stadium again. But this was a successful road trip for the Angels, or start to the road trip, despite the fact that it got a little weird at the end. But now I want to transition into our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Dexter Fowler injury, what it means, talk about some other minor things from over the weekend, and get into the upcoming Royals series. But first, let me tell you about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You can get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So make sure to head to the website or use your mobile device at betonline.ag to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. So we're going to dive back into this Angels discussion, but first let me tell you about the Locked On Today podcast. Get all of the sports news that you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Your host, Peter Bukowski, updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. So follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast from. So this was an up and down weekend for the Angels in terms of what happened on the field. Started great, didn't end so well, and then the final part of this series was a postponement of Sunday's game. There was also a major injury to an Angels player that occurred on Friday. I mentioned it a little bit before. Dexter Fowler left Friday's game in what appeared to be a very serious injury at the time. Going into second base, just kind of had an awkward, didn't know if he was going to slide or stand up, and you could see that his knee buckled, was on the ground for several minutes before the cart took him off the field. At the time, it looked serious. Following the game, the Angels announced that it was a knee contusion, which was essentially a bruise. And then the next day, it was announced that it was a knee sprain, and he would probably end up going on the IL. Well, then Sunday rolls around, and they announced that Dexter Fowler has a torn ACL, and he's going to miss the rest of the season. So that really escalated quickly. I was surprised when they initially announced that it was just a knee contusion. I figured there was much more going on. Dexter Fowler was in some serious pain. He couldn't walk off the field. They had to bring the cart out for him. And this sucks. Look, I've been on record talking about the addition of Dexter Fowler and not necessarily liking it as much. I felt like there could have been a better move to make during the offseason, but Fowler was a good guy in the clubhouse. Everybody seemingly was raving about him. Joe Maddon liked having him around. He had some pretty good at-bats this season. He had a couple very timely hits, and it was clear that this was a guy that other players looked up to based on his track record and what he's done in the major leagues. And quite frankly, this sucks. You never want to see any player getting hurt, especially a guy like Dexter Fowler, who is definitely nearing the end of his time in the major leagues. He is 35 years old. He has said that he plans to come back from this, but there's a good shot that we've seen the last of Dexter Fowler in an Angels uniform, at least in terms of him being on the field. And it kind of sucks. In terms of the performances they might get from other players, they might get better performances from other guys, but it just sucked to see a guy who was given so much to the game, who has put in so much effort and production in this league, to go down like that. So that sucked. But obviously, we have to immediately turn to, well, who's going to replace him? The obvious answer, you've got two guys on the roster, Juan Lagares and Jose Rojas, who actually replaced Fowler on Friday following the injury. The Angels have said as much, that they're going to plan on using those two for right now. And that's probably a platoon situation that we're going to see, I would assume, for the next month or so. I mentioned this on Twitter following the announcement of the news. There are a lot of different guys who could end up getting time at the position. Now, that could be extended throughout the year. There's obviously a scenario where somebody takes hold of the job and is able to put in enough production to basically be the full-time guy. I don't really know what's going to happen. I think originally my idea was Dexter Fowler and Juan Lagares kind of hold down the position for 2 to 3 months, and then they're able to bring up a Taylor Ward or a Joe Adell or Brandon Marsh, and those guys take over. Well, now you're in a spot where that situation has come much sooner, and I really do think the Angels are going to just have to see what they have. I would imagine that we're going to see Lagares and Rojas for the next month or so. Maybe they perform well enough to hold on to the job or the jobs for the rest of the season. I'm not sure it's going to happen. And if it doesn't, you're looking at guys like John Jay or Scott Schebler, Taylor Ward. Those guys may be coming up. And if they're feeling pretty good about Joe Adell or Brandon Marsh, you might see those guys up as well. This is a situation we're going to have to monitor. It's pretty clear that at this point, right field has become a major issue for the Angels because their projected starter is now out for the season. So this is worth monitoring. It sucks for Dexter Fowler. I really feel for him, and I hope he has a speedy recovery and is able to eventually come back and play some sort of Major League Baseball. But now I kind of want to transition into what's coming up for the Angels. They've got a 3-game series against the Kansas City Royals, and this is the worst team, is maybe not the best way to put it. They're not as good as the Blue Jays or the Houston Astros or the Chicago White Sox, but this is a competitive team. They had one of the better off-seasons, I would say, in terms of just showing that they actually care about winning, which is not something every other team could say. The Royals went out and made some moves basically to raise their floor. So this is not a good team, I don't think, but they're also not a bad team. I think they're going to be a competitive matchup for the Angels, and this is going to be, I think, a big series for the Angels, especially on the heels of a bad performance on Saturday, a postponement of the game on Sunday, and this is who the Angels have lined up for this series in terms of the pitching matchups. We've got Alex Cobb projected to go on Monday's outing. Dylan Bundy is going on Tuesday, and Griffin Canning is going to finish off the series on Wednesday. Shohei Ohtani, who it seemed like was projected to pitch maybe on Sunday's matchup, is still dealing with the blister thing. He's supposed to throw a bullpen in Kansas City on Monday, and then they're going to reevaluate from there. So I think the earliest that we might see Ohtani back on the mound is Friday back at Angel Stadium against the Minnesota Twins. But in terms of this matchup for the Angels, like I just said before, this is a competitive Royals team. And no, I don't think they're a good team, but there's enough there that this could be one of those almost like tricky series where the Angels look like they're the better team going in, but there's enough there that the Royals could really make this a competitive series. And as I'm recording this, I'm actually watching the Royals game against the Chicago White Sox. And this is just, it's a team that's got just enough pitching, just enough hitting, and defense to really just stay in it for most of the season. And this will definitely be an important series for the Angels. So once again, the pitching matchups as of right now look to be Alex Cobb versus Brady Singer on Monday. On Tuesday, we've got Dylan Bundy against Danny Duffy. And Wednesday is Griffin Canning against Brad Keller. So this should be a pretty good test for the Angels, especially after not playing on Sunday and having that off day. They were luckily able to kind of let that bullpen recover a little bit after a lot of usage over the past couple of games. So that's definitely an important thing for the Angels as they look to turn it around after a pretty brutal loss against the Toronto Blue Jays. So we're going to take one final break. I did get a late submission for a fan mailbag question that I felt like was relevant to touch on, so I will answer that when we come back. But first, let me tell you about Built Bar. Now, we've been telling you a lot about Built Bar, but Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar on the market right now. The new and improved Built Bar is even more delicious than it's ever been before, with 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new flavors, such as caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and carrot cake. Built Bars are absolutely delicious. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. And most importantly, Built Bars are healthy. They are great for the health-conscious guy or gal. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat that is low in calories, sugar, and high in fiber and protein. So make sure to go to BuiltBar.com right now and use the promo code LOCKEDON15. You'll get 15% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. So before we wrap up here today, let me tell you about the Locked On Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Be a waiver wire winner with the Locked On Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It is a daily fantasy baseball podcast hosted by veteran fantasy analyst Scott Colin, who uses data and nearly 2 decades of fantasy baseball experience to offer the strategies and waiver wire pickups that lead to league wins. So make sure to follow the Locked On Fantasy Baseball Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. So we're going to wrap up here. There are a couple things I want to touch on. The first one was a question I got sent via email. I actually didn't get the first name of the person who sent this, so I hope you're listening to this. Essentially talking about the bullpen construction so far. It's asking about roles that guys are playing and where the Angels bullpen is at, and if they're a postseason caliber bullpen. I don't know what the answer to this is. I will say I feel a lot better after seeing what Chris Rodriguez has been able to do between him and Iglesias and just enough depth behind those guys. I think there's a chance that this could be a very good bullpen, but there is a long way to go. I want to see what happens when a guy like Felix Pena comes back. I want to see what some of the veteran additions, whether it's Steve Cishek or Tony Watson, Alex Claudio, I want to see what these guys do. And if the Angels are in it at the trade deadline, I would not be at all surprised if they went out and made a move for another reliever. But right now, I think I feel pretty good about this bullpen. And then there was a follow-up question asking about Jose Quintana, and if he continues to struggle, how soon can we see a Chris Rodriguez first career start? I don't know. We've talked about this a little bit on the podcast. I think the plan is to keep him in the bullpen for most of this season, but I wouldn't be shocked if he was used as a starter. Maybe he's not actually pitching more than a couple innings. Maybe he's utilized as an opener or something like that. I don't think they're going to overextend him if they can help it. I think they're going to try to get as much production out of him as possible, but not overuse him. And quite frankly, I think that is the correct way to go. But yeah, Chris Rodriguez has been a lot of fun to watch. And that's actually a good transition point to the last few things I want to talk about today. And this is kind of some StatCast numbers that I was diving through over the weekend. We finally got enough of a sample size where they were able to input all of the 2021 data so far, and some very noteworthy stuff. We saw that Chris Rodriguez, going into Saturday's game, led all major league pitchers in terms of hard hit rate, and he was under 20%. What this means is less than 20% of the baseballs that are put in play against him are hit above 95 miles per hour. And obviously, that's a good sign. He's just coming into the league and guys are not able to barrel him up. He also is in the top 10 for both exit velocity and barrel rate. So those are big things, important signs to see, especially from a guy who is doing a pretty good job of throwing strikes and striking guys out. So good sign for Chris Rodriguez. And then some of the other guys, not surprising. Mike Trout finds himself at the top of the leaderboard, whether you look at hard hit rate or expected weighted on base average, exit velocity. I mean, all of the important things. Mike Trout is at the top and leads baseball in wins above replacement. Unsurprisingly, he already reached one win above replacement. It only took him 8 games to do so. Just your daily reminder that Mike Trout is incredible and he's the best player in baseball until proven otherwise. And the other guys I want to talk about, Shohei Ohtani, Jared Walsh. Both dudes hitting the absolute crap out of the baseball, especially Ohtani, has really put behind his struggles from last season. And Jared Walsh, man, I mean, that guy has done nothing but hit the baseball extremely hard since he was called up last year. And that really, really bodes well, not only for him, but for this Angels lineup, because that gives them just another option to put in the middle of the lineup. And I guess one final guy I want to talk about, Anthony Rendon, who has started to hit the ball pretty hard. He hit his first home run on Saturday's game, did deal with some sort of groin injury that kept him out of Sunday's game that ultimately was not played, but that's something to worth monitoring going into this Royals series. They said he's day-to-day. I would expect that maybe he doesn't play on Monday's game, but it doesn't appear to be anything serious. But I think that's all I've got for this episode. I really wanted to just wrap up this J series and kind of talk about some of the important storylines so far and get you prepared for the upcoming Royals series. But before we get out of here, as usual, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at BMags94 and you can find the podcast at Locked On Angels. But that's going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for joining. Stay safe out there, and we will talk some Angels baseball on Tuesday.